Well, since the Laplace transform of the convolution of f and g, according to this theorem, is the Laplace transform of f of t, which is capital F of s times Laplace transform of g of t, which is capital G of s, where we wind up using this most often is the inverse transform of kappa F of s times cap G of s is the convolution f of t convoluted with g of t.